Yeah, hello, Adelaide. We're back. We've had a quick week off and we are back to reel you in right up until Christmas time. Me, the big man, and Juice. The big man being Murph, of course. G'day, Juicy. Welcome.
G'day, Louie. G'day, Adelaide. Good to be here. I'm that chilled out, Lou, that I could talk really slow for the next 2 hours.
Wow. Well,
I'm a bit of hippie in me.
Yeah, that's nice.
A bit of Cheech and Chong, Lou.
Been earthing? Excuse me?
A bit of Cheech and Chong.
Excuse me?
One of my favourite movies and characters.
Not coming out of the back of the van.
I've been earthing all week.
Good.
With mother and the dogs.
Good.
Loved it down there, Lou.
Could possibly tell that a week hasn't been long enough for me, the fact I mentioned Murph in the opener.
Thanks for that.
Really. And called him the big man.
You did too.
That is just absolutely good, crap, mate. By me. Apologies. Need to get a couple of things off my chest before we go any further. Got a big, big show going. There is a photo going around that's being circulated of a topless man wearing 7 medals. that are hanging around his neck. I can tell you, full consent was given. All right, so no issues. Don't be ringing anyone up and going berserk about it. It's a rather rotund man with 7 medals. You can't see any nipple or anything because of all the medals. So it's all good.
Bugger me.
You're looking good too, by the way. Well, and what you should have done, because of the weight of the medals, it brought his head down. You can see who it is.
You can see me fat guts.
So well done for you. That was a nice play by you.
Yeah.
Well played. All right, big show. We're smack bang in the middle of trade week.
Yeah.
Damien Barrett.
Yeah.
It's going to tell us exactly what's happening. Where's Jack Watts?
Yeah.
Is he coming?
Ooh.
Are they getting the trilogy happening out at Port Adelaide?
Jeepers.
All right. Mick Malthouse will join us also to talk football and where it's heading and just some of the concerns about homesickness, about people moving around, about being mummy's boys. Mm. Jars has been given something back.
Yeah.
A second chance.
Family will be happy.
Oh, everyone's going to love that. I'm excited to hear about that. Yeah. And we're going to officially launch duck season.
Yeah.
That's right. It is back. Summer. I can't believe there wasn't a new opener. To kick us into this second phase of the year where we drop out of footy, we go into the summer sports, we move across, because we're cross-coders.
We are.
I said cross-coders. Didn't I?
You did.
Anything you want to tell
me? Shorty, not cross-dressers, we're cross-coders.
Oh, and speaking of Murph, made a trip to the Big Smoke, went to the big awards night, which we'll get to a little later on, Murph.
So up yourself,
first
it's not
question
funny.
That came to my mind, what the hell was he doing?
What
are you
doing?
All right.
Button pusher.
I like this.
Nominated.
Very good. Play your role, know your role.
Yep, exactly.
Coming up next, is Port Adelaide, and this is Jars' question, is Port Adelaide a destination club?
You're right, Tig. Oh, no.
Now's normally about my nap time.
I've nearly got the shovel
coming
in
up next, Port Adelaide, is it a destination club? All right.
It's a rush hour. It's back. Jars and Louis, 104.7.
Is it really?
It's almost. It's spluttering there. Triple M.
Got any choke on this thing?
About 5:10 for Damien Barrett, talking trade. On the rush hour with Jars and Louis and 104.7 Triple M.
Week's a long time in footy, Juice.
Absolutely, Louis.
It's a long time. You go on annual leave for a week, you come back, and Port Adelaide apparently a destination
club.
They
are. They're fed income. I cannot believe the names they have secured since we've been gone, Lulu.
Well done, Port Adelaide. Tommy Rockcliffe is there.
Yeah.
Stevie Motlop is there. And Jack Watts is pending.
One foot in the door.
What a trilogy that would be for this football club.
Makes them a four-goal better side for next year.
Makes them a top four.
Well, there you go.
Red-hot proposition.
And then they get Paddy Ryder.
Yep.
Earlier, a couple of years ago. Then the big dicko.
Yep.
Charlesworth dicko.
Charles.
I'll tell you what they got down there.
Kept Ollie Wines.
I'll tell you what they got down there, Lulu. They got an airport. Yeah. They got an airport hidden down there in a chopper pad.
I tell you what, there's something I'm looking at there right now, and as I speak, I see a privately jet flying in.
There you go.
That could be Jack Watts.
And that's Kenny in there with Jack Watts.
He's pointing at you, Murph, for sound effects. That's what he's pointing
Where's
at.
Where's my sound effects?
It's called choppers and things and stuff.
Jars.
You know what I would have followed up with then? Followed up with a bit of Top Gun.
There's Keith in there.
Keith in the chopper. He couldn't quite get back just in time.
But I got to commend them. They've got the successful blueprint on getting these talented players to their football club.
12 months ago,
how?
There was issues in whether retention, coach would be around, all sorts of things.
Yep, absolutely.
Game style, you know, the whole lot. 12 months, a long time in footy. They set themselves up beautifully across an off-season. I don't think anyone's played the off-season better. And if they do get Jack Watts, it'll be amazing. But I just got to...
It's not about the facilities.
No, we'll see.
It's not about the dollars.
I just want to have a word about where it's all at. I think What I'm thinking right now, Tommy Rotcliffe, Stevie Motbop, and a few of the boys.
Here we go.
I think they might have been sold the furphy. I think there might have been a bit of creative license given to the marketing team when they were presenting to these two guys. Okay. You know, I hear, I can't get the audio specifically because of the presentation. It's, it's top secrets with Keith in China. Mm. You know what happens when you try and get secrets out of China? You go to jail.
You go. Yeah.
I'm hearing they lifted the Queensland Beautiful One Day Perfect the next and went with Port Adelaide Beautiful One Day Perfect the next. I'm hearing they hacked Google. So if you went to look up an image of Port Adelaide it showed Little Venice, like a picture of Venice with the flowing water through the streets, beautiful, and the timber boats, which we all know is not quite true. All sorts of things like that.
What else?
There's a bit of talk, you know, that, you know, basically what they've done is the dodgy car salesman, they've wound back the speedometer.
They
have to. You know, and given a spring, they've probably just given everything a lick of paint down there.
Holden shut down now.
Oh, I know.
Next
so they
week.
Said, come to us.
Yeah, we've got some vehicles.
Yeah, Russell Ebert and the boys are out there. But, you know, I think they've done what most people are doing when they're selling their houses in spring is you get a lick of paint, you put some new mulch in the garden.
There you go.
A bit of water on it. Yeah. And it looks $1 million. Yeah. And then about a month after you move in, it's not so good. And you're looking, at the brochure and going, it's just the same joint.
Tommy Rockcliffe going, hang on.
Yeah, I actually hear that, you know, and the money, that's the other issue. They're all on a fortune.
Yeah.
You know, this is where I think it's
getting Monty on?
I think it's getting nearer to home, at least $500,000 for 4 years. Tommy's on $750,000 for four. And Jack, he won't come for a penny under $600,000. So have they got some kind of email scam, siphoning scam going on? I mean, this is where I think it's more believable. I can understand where they get their cash from. They've probably knocked over a couple of banks or a couple of things in the true traditional Port Adelaide style.
Up some land in China.
You think?
That's what I reckon.
Do you reckon?
There's some real estate for them.
Could
in
it be
China.
Money laundering out of China?
Can I have those sound effects again, please? Which is stuffed up.
And you know the other bit, Jazz, the pool they showed Tommy Rockcliffe. It was the pool for Marion, the water slides.
Well done, Port Adelaide, anyway.
Great effort. He might play for Melbourne, but he's still one of Adelaide's favourite sons. Bernie Vince got married on
Bernardi.
The weekend. Yep. Texting all the boys, saw some really cool photos. Weekend at Bernie's would have been a good one to be at, wouldn't it?
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God. What kind of a host invites you to his house for the weekend and dies on you?
Hi, Bernie! Hey, Bernie, just like last week, huh?
Oh, Bernie, you animal, you are insatiable.
Doesn't anyone realize he's dead?
Ooh, Bernie, you're starting to peel. Gotta get you out of sun, huh?
It's just Bernie!
Weekend at Bernie's.
Are we doing it again today?
Oh, absolutely, you know we are.
Great, we'll see you later, guys. Bye-bye.
I'd like to see the unedited version of the wedding.
Messy.
The boys, I tell you what.
Messy, Lou.
We should be doing this, and we should have kicked off last week, wedding crashes season.
You and I.
Could have gone to that. We could have kick-started off and just rocked around town, just rolled on in to wherever the bells...
Found a table.
Wherever the bells are tolling. Yeah, that's where we are. We're doing ceremonies and...
Telling a story or two.
Yeah, get up, grab the mic from time to time.
Yeah, sing a little tune.
Remember dance. Tell you what, no laughing matter up next, though. Mickey Malthouse. Former Premiership coach, going to give us his thoughts on trade activity. Charlie Cameron, Jake Lever, all sorts of things. Boys going home for homesickness reasons.
Oh, dear.
Mick Malthouse is next on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M. Good to have you back, Murph.
We are going to give you a chance to win some 36ers tickets a little bit later and some tickets to an Adelaide United game as well. Very soon with the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Righto, Jars, time to catch him with a very good friend of ours. He's got his eye right across trade weeks, which, by the way, is no longer a week, goes for 11 days. The one and only Mick Malthouse joins us on the Rush Hour. Mick, welcome.
It's a pleasure.
It's hard to nail something down where to start, but I'm going to throw the curveball straight up. Is Port Adelaide a destination club?
Well, I always think that players talk and word gets around, and then if someone wants to leave or has to leave or is contemplating leaving, then that word goes through the player ranks and they go, well, you know what, you know, Ken Hinckley, good bloke, it's a good club, they're on the up. I don't think players move to mug clubs, and with all due respects, that can change with personnel, and you don't want to be too harsh on some, because quite frankly, you know, it doesn't mean if they don't go to that club that they don't like you, or they don't think that you're good enough. They just think that sometimes a club is highlighted, and, you know, we've seen them now. We've seen players put their hand up to go to Essendon, hand up to go to Port. So it does suggest that players are talking internally and saying, look, this is a bad place to be.
What about all these young players who have still got contracts with their respective footy clubs wanting to go back home to get on mummy's boob? What are your thoughts on these young players deciding to turn their back on their footy club to go home?
I've been noticing with the last 6 or 7 years, maybe slightly longer, that once one manager suggests to the player this is a good opportunity to go home, or the player wants to go home and the manager jumps on board. Now, I'm not bagging the player, I'm not bagging the manager. This is it's a simplistic thing to say that the out is, I want to go home, I'm homesick, etc. Now, we're one of the very few codes in the world that would put up with that. And there's a lot of reasons why some players need to be near their parents or loved ones or whatever the case is, and that's an extenuating circumstance. Yeah. But that is very, very rare. Now, you end up asking yourself, do I draft locally to avoid that problem? I mean, Brisbane have been constantly asking that question now for 3 or 4 years. Mm. The South Australian clubs, Western Australian clubs, 10 years in the West Coast, I know how difficult it was to get a Victorian in or whatever. But I'll say this to you guys. If you come from Tasmania, ACT or Northern Territory, you don't see them complaining about wanting to go home.
No.
Because they're not playing league football if they go home.
Charlie Cameron, would you let him go home?
No way. Now, I'm going to make a proviso because I don't know his total circumstances. But if he's only just homesick, that's part of growing up. It's called becoming resilient, and it's becoming an adult, and it's acknowledging the fact that you've got an employer who's got your contract, you at heart. They'll do everything possible for you to play at a very good football club. Now, you have to convince me otherwise that you want to go home for other reasons. Now, as I say, the proviso is, because I don't want to appear to be a total mongrel, but no way. I wouldn't let him go.
Jake Stringer?
Well, that's the difference now. That's the big difference, is that the Dogs don't want him.
Yeah, so can they be so picky or appear to be picky on the outside, Mick, going, well, we want top-end picks for a guy that we want out of the joint, and we're the one that suggested it. That's a hypocrisy, isn't it?
Well, it is. And that's what I said in the article. Once you start showing someone the door, you've automatically devalued that player.
Yeah.
If somehow secretly it's out there saying, oh, look, Jake Stringer might be available, well, you've got to come up with a damn good deal and to get it to pry him out of that place. But if you've said, listen, there's the door, son, we're quite happy for you to walk out of it, well, you're devalued. And loyalty is both sides. You know, we get a bit caught up in club loyalty or player loyalty. It's very convenient for either when it's convenient. So let's forget the loyalty factor. Let's look at the common sense factor. When you show someone the door, automatically, they should have, the Dogs, grabbed the first available and best choice pick. Because as time goes on, those picks diminish. Yeah. And now Essendon's already given up their first one because
too slow.
Devin Smith. Yep, too slow. Devin Smith, Greater Western Sydney jumped in, got their first round pick. Mind you, lost a very good player. Devin Smith's a very good footballer. Yeah. But now, if Jake Stringer stays at the Dogs, he's going to know that they didn't want him. Yeah. So therefore, when it gets hard, he'll go, well, you know what? You didn't want me. Yeah.
Hey, Mick, stick around. Got to get to a song. A couple of things I still need to ask. Jake Lever, did the D's pay overs? And boys' trip to Vegas. Dusty Martin, Dane Swan. You know Swanee very well. Is that a dangerous option? We'll find out more after this. Oh, Caro, go look out. Mick Malthouse is still with us on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie on 104.7 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louie, Andrew Jarman, Dale Lewis and Mick Malthouse.
Did Melbourne go overs on Jake Lever, and did Adelaide just get sort of, as the great Paul Keating said, just been struck in the arse by a rainbow?
Well, I don't know whether anyone is worth two first-round picks in – you've got to weigh up the draft. Now, I know we've got futures and that sort of stuff. Have they paid too much for a 23-year-old? Maybe slightly. Mm. And I'm very aware that a lot of these deals are done 12 months out. You know, again, been in that track before. Sometimes they don't go. I mean, Gibbs is going to be an interesting case. With all due respects to Bryce, he's not worth two first round picks this year, given the fact that he's only 12 months off or thereabouts, off probably them having to make a decision, because do they lose him for nothing at the end of 2 years, or do they trade him out in 2 years or 1 year? You know, that's the old... And there goes the loyalty. The loyalty factor is out the window.
Mick, last one. You coach one of these men. The other man is the reigning Brownlow medalist. They've gone off on their preordained interseason sabbatical, which includes Vegas and America. I'm talking about Dane Swan and Dustin Martin. If you were Dusty's coach and you know Swanee very well, would you be allowing such a trip to happen? And would you have a minder over there with him, just keeping an eye on the boys?
Well, you'd need more than one minder, I'd reckon. But,
couple of taggers, well, you reckon, Mick?
Well, look, Swanee's an interesting bloke. I had him for near on 10 years, I suppose, certainly 8 or 9 years. Remarkably, he would present, when he come back, he presented so well for training. And he was switched on to play the game. And we do give players 8 or 9 or 10 or what is it, 10 or 11, 12 weeks off. They've got to report daily on where they are. Daily. They don't say daily what you're doing. It just says daily, where are you? So there's a fair amount of scrutiny taking place on a basis that any one of these players can be tested or whatever the case may be. I'm not suggesting that these blokes are on a drug rampage, but they can be tested wherever they are in the world. I remember being in Arizona at 5 in the bloody morning. We're heading off to the Grand Canyon to do a 6-hour or 12-hour, whatever it was, walk, and knock, knock, knock. And they held us up for an hour because someone couldn't go to the toilet or something like that. So you're not without guidance in some capacity anyway.
Yeah. Motlop, pick 19, Mick. How does the AFL work on their compensation picks?
It's money and length of time. So 4 years, he must be on a fair dollar. That's all I can suggest. Because, quite frankly, I reckon Geelong are fair dinkum. They are throwing a party at the moment.
The fairies have arrived, haven't they?
Oh, they have to be. Have to be.
They've shopped him around for over 12 months, and then all of a sudden they get picked 19 for it.
I know. That's almost ludicrous. So, as much as I'm a hater of free agency, I don't see why other clubs should suffer the consequences.
Yeah.
Because that's what's happening. Because that means the 19th pick, instead of being Brisbane's pick, is now Geelong's pick.
Yep.
Now Brisbane go to 20. I don't get why Brisbane, if they hold that pick, should be penalised because Geelong have done a deal, or not done a deal. They've lost a player to Port. That's Port's very, very good play to get him.
Yeah.
But Geelong's bad luck. They've had him for 7 or 8 years, and you're right. I mean, they've been trying to shuffle him out for a while. That's why I'm surprised Menzel hasn't gone.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a ripping player, I reckon. Okay, he might have deficiencies, but you tell me a player that hasn't.
Yeah, good. Hey, Mick, thank you so much for your time. I'll touch base again soon. You have a great summer. Enjoy, relax down, get all the trades and everything out of your system, and we'll talk again in the new year.
Oh, I look forward to it, lads. And if I miss you, have a great Christmas. It's not far away, you know.
Yeah, not far away.
Tell you what, if anything happens over in Vegas, we'll give you a call.
Righto, Andrew. Righto, Dale. You look after yourself.
There is the magnificent Mick Malthouse on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M. Juice, you got some bit of mail, Ree.
The Adelaide Crows, Louis. Yes. Some good news. Crows champion, former Crows champion, Benny Hart has returned back to the Adelaide Crows and will be involved in the coaching panel for 2018, Lulu. His role is still to be decided, but it's great to have Benny back home where
of course,
he belongs.
He's done his tenure and apprenticeship at Collingwood Football Club. And
had
then
a year out this year, but he's definitely back next year with the Adelaide Crows. I reckon this kid one day will be a senior AFL coach. There you go. Jeez. You can quote me on that.
Tell you what, not too many blokes getting around in their 40s are called kids, but they will go with that, Murph. How old is Ben Hart these days?
Nearly 40.
He nearly played at 40, boys. Didn't he? So,
yeah, he's a good boy. So well done to Benny Hart and the Adelaide Crows.
Nicely done. Phones have lit up with those tickets on offer as well. Come on. Jeez, you're fatiguing early. It's only 40 minutes in. I tell you what, I didn't think I'd have to go early, but the substitute, we might have to go to the sub for the second hour. Is Saucer anyone still around in the country? Has he left? He did a great job last week. Yeah. I tell you what, he won't make a tour guide in his spare time.
What's he done?
Because I hear he walked Stevie Motlop through the facilities and that ended well, didn't it?
End in tears. Drove him around for lunch too and forked out.
Probably had to cop for it, yeah. The good news continues up next. Jars, something has happened. He's been handed back a licence.
Yeah.
All right, next.
It's the Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman, Dale Lewis, 104.7 Triple M. Plenty of action with the second part of the trade period. Damien Barrett's going to bring us up to speed right after Triple M News at 5 with the Rush Hour.
There's a couple of cooks coming up too, unleashed after 5.
You're not happy?
And we're launching. Mm. It is the season. Duck season is officially open.
Yeah, cricket.
I tell you. 2017-2018 season of duck has commenced. And I tell you what, the boys in over in Port Augusta might want to give us a buzz.
West Augusta Cricket Club.
Trying to track down a young man that scored a triple ton too.
Jeez.
So we're going to have a chat with him. Yeah, Dusty
Jason
boy.
Dunstan, I'll call
JD.
Him.
JD. I'm going to try and talk to him. Before the break, to prove Lightning can strike twice in the same place, Jars was sacked from something at home, which was?
As a handyman of my establishment.
Maz called in the tool belt.
Shut us down.
Said, give it all up. Hand in your weapons, you're done.
And started going in the yellow pages looking for a handyman.
Threatening to find
correct
a buffed individual to come around home
spot
and do
on,
all
Luke
the man chores. Right.
Spot on!
Of course, you may remember Jars's handyman antics, such as getting stuck in the water tank.
I had to clean it out.
I know, great work, big fella. And obviously greased up and just slipped on through with sunscreen.
Yep. Oh, God. Right.
What's happened in the break? We've been away a week. Yes. It feels like I've been away with you from a month.
No, but
I've missed you.
Nah, thank you, Lulu, and I've missed everyone. Now, listen to this. As of Monday at 9 a.m, tool belt on, footy shorts on, and just started from back to front.
The Knicks
front
were on.
To back. Yep.
So what is officially, how did it happen?
Well, I just grabbed all my gear out of the garage and did a little bit of a list to myself and didn't say much to Maz and went about me job beautifully. Started doing the decking of the furniture.
Action man.
Oh, went down to the paint shop down here with the boys, Inspirational Paints there.
Oh, I heard you were spotted in Bunnings 2 hours away from Don Pike.
Yeah, Pikey was cutting up some wood.
Big mile end.
And that's it. Yeah, down there yesterday. Freddie Canetto's downstairs.
There's a fair bit of talk.
Everyone was there.
A fair bit of talk. You were wandering. Peacock style. Just waiting to be recognised.
Now, Luke, can I just say, last night we had a ceremony at my house about 6 p.m. with the kids and Maz.
So technically, now let me follow what's happening. So you've gone, basically... Remember how your parents used to take something off you?
Yeah.
And if you were very clever, or you're like me when I was in grade 5 and my principal took off my yo-yo because I flicked the girls' jacks with it.
Oh, no.
Right. So Juddy, who, unbeknownst to him, I was actually bell monitor, so every time I went in to ring the bell, I would grab my yo-yo and out of his bottom drawer, and I'd sit in there and I'd just do all my walk the dog and rock the cradle and get my yo-yo fixed. Right. And he thought he was denying me of one of my real pleasures in life. And I'd also steal his mints.
Yeah.
So you've gone and taken the tools back without the permission.
Outfoxed
and just
mama.
Gone and said, I'm action man today. Yep. And as a result, she's then gone, this is just great. He's back. It's worked. My cunning
didn't
plan.
Say boo. Just had a little bit of a look here and there. Did the walls, did the decking, as I said, did the garden, did the whole lot, did the pond, did the windows.
Have you stopped and thought down here? Now, this, Maz.
Garage.
Maz, if you're listening, keep reeling them off. I'll talk in between. Maz, if you're listening, you are a brilliant mind player. Mm. I mean, she's played
the pool.
She's played you off a break. Played like a fiddle, Juice, because you know what she's done.
Yeah.
She's threatened your masculinity, right?
Mm.
And you've reacted by going and doing everything that she's wanted done all within a week.
Well, I didn't go in a fetal position.
But that's what I mean.
I stood up.
She's played you.
I stood up for the men.
Her new nickname, her new nickname is Geppetto, the puppet master. She has got Geppetto. You. Murph, is there any strings just hanging off him here as we
speak? Yeah, it does look like, isn't it?
No.
Maz is sitting back there. She's got the big cigar. She's got
the sprinklers.
Feet up. And the deck is pristine. The furniture's looking $1 million. The house is going. She's back with the cigar and the dogs. She's going, how brilliant am I?
Well, I got a certificate last night. I'm back.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been reinstated as our handyman of my establishment. My
absolute
castle.
Treat. You have no plums.
It's the rush hour.
Mazza.
Jars and Louie.
Outstanding.
104.7 Triple M. Damien Barrow coming up at 10 past five.
Play it again, Maz. Big second hour to come. First day back fatigue has set in, but we'll get there. Rotations are down.
Yeah, and the kids will be fatigued because they all went back to school, most of them today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do your kiddies go back today?
32 first up. It was a big ask.
Jeez,
I would have pulled them out at lunchtime had I been home. I would have said half day
that'll
first week. Ease it back. You're struggling in the second hour, but don't struggle because we're going to talk to Damien Barrett very soon. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to talk to a man by the name of Josh Dunstan, or as the boys call him, Dunny, who's fresh off a 307 in grade cricket over in Port Augusta in B grade.
Brilliant.
Smashed him from pillar to post. Yeah. Going to catch up with the great man very, very soon around 5:30 to talk us through his, I would assume, match-winning innings.
Absolutely.
I hope so, Juice.
Off 35 overs too.
A lot of stuff happened during the break. One was the Socceroos finally got the job done against Syria. But Ange, there was a bombshell coming out that he might qualify us for the World Cup and then disappear. Here's David Gallop. He's the boss of the FFA talking about it.
Obviously spoken to Ange a number of times. I think a number of factors go into this kind of thing. He's made no secret of the fact that he wants to coach week in, week out again. But his focus is on November and knuckling down to the task, which is to qualify for our fourth consecutive World Cup.
So can you confirm that he will leave after these last two qualifiers?
No, I think he's not necessarily indicated that he's made a decision. He's focused on November, and that's where we're at.
So November 9, Honduras, Olimpico Metropolitano Stadium. Very hostile first up, and then return league back here, obviously, in Australia. Amazing that it's almost like the... And we've seen the ongoing battle he's had with the media, and he's vented a bit in recent weeks. It's like, it's almost like, I'll get you there, but then I'm just going to leave you home and dry.
Good 4 years of
good
his life.
Good luck without me.
Internally, there's issues with him and some people inside.
It's got to be.
The corridors.
Got to be massive issues. We've seen it play out at the presses.
Yeah.
So, but that, I just, it isn't it amazing that the heart and soul is every 4 years, 4 year journey to get to a World Cup, you're on the cusp of it. And then somebody either leaks it or he doesn't and just starts it all
again.
He
needs to stay around. We need him there for the World Cup.
Well, I understand his point. Yeah, absolutely, about wanting to coach, but you can't quit once you
qualify. Don't leave us.
And that is taking your ball and going home. Is it not?
Well, it is. There's a little bit of that.
Without knowing the real backstory, but to me it's like, you know, we'll tell you what you want to have, keep having a crack at me. Well, good luck in the World Cup without me. See how good you are there, all right? Speaking of things that are really good.
Do you know?
Hang on, no, I love it.
Do you know that they gave away $1,000 sauce and the Biglands?
Well, let's do this first.
Oh, all right.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name. Yeah! Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1300 Automasters.
So you were saying that Sammy Jacobs and was it Rick Biglands who stood in for us, so they gave away $1,000. Is that correct? Am I hearing correct, Mundo?
Who did the questions? Because Murph
was not here, so I don't know.
Flack.
He hasn't lost his job.
It's all about Flack.
Flack did it. Obviously, Time Poor doing four or five jobs out there, put the easy ones through.
Yeah, he did. he didn't cut.
So, world's worst tour guide, Sam Jacobs, of course, who took Stevie Motlop through the facilities here in Adelaide for the Crows and could not get the job done. And then got sold off the back of some fake news pictures of what Port Adelaide really looks like. Why did he take him down? What? Shuts his car, was it?
Card.
Yeah.
For lunch.
Oh, absolutely. Why did he take him down to the Marion Pool and say, this is what we've got to offer. Get on the water slides, Motts. It's better than Geelong. He's ended up out of Port Adelaide.
Well, how did they do it well, Port Adelaide?
Could they not have walked him through the facilities?
I don't know.
What's going on? Where were you?
I don't know.
Where
I've
were you
shown him
as
the
salesman?
Mott,
welcome. Nah. You got the connection.
Rashido's
Daniel's son.
He has to sort it out.
Daniel played for you with great success.
He did too, Daniel's son.
Out in the hills. I mean, you had a connection.
I know, mate.
Sauce, he's in your academy.
He's gone now. Where is Sauce?
Honduras,
isn't he?
Sauce is on his own trip. Maybe he was being Chevy Chase straight away in the National Lampoon stuff. Maybe they were going to Wally World. Is that what was happening?
Maybe that's what happened.
Flack, I'm not getting onto it yet. I tell you, and Flack, our producer out there looking at me going, can we just get onto the segment? No, we will not.
You give away $1,000, mate. This is a punishment.
$1,000 of our cash.
Yeah.
And we're not even on air to enjoy it.
Yeah. Oh,
right, who's playing today?
All right, let's go to Luke of Australia. G'day, Luke.
G'day, lads. How are we going?
What's your suburb, mate?
Golden Grove.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, the Grove.
Wouldn't have been too hard to put
in. No
Golden
worries.
Grove.
Right hey, Lukey boy, betting man would say the questions are probably toughened up a touch once the money has gone off. I don't think Jars has got too many Automasters lifelines. Just ask
him, Lukey.
Ask him, Luke.
That's fine.
That's right. I think he's still sulking from the GF, to be honest.
It's all good, Lukey.
All right. Missing out on Motts.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. 10 questions, 60 seconds, one Automasters lifeline. All the best of luck. Time will start at the end of the first question.
Okay, Luke, let's go of Golden Grove. Who top scored in the Redbacks one-day match yesterday?
Callum Ferguson.
He's not returning your calls either, is he? Who is Jake Lever playing for next year?
Melbourne Demons.
How many A-League games has Adelaide United lost this season?
Nil.
Who is Tom Rockcliffe playing for in the AFL next year?
Port Adelaide.
Okay, how many points did the 36ers lose by on Saturday night?
20.
What team sport does Emily Smith
play?
Pass.
What AFL team is Hayden Crozier playing for next year?
Western Bulldogs.
Which island is the MotoGP taking place in or on this weekend?
Audemars.
Yep. Okay. Which AFL team is Adam Saad playing for next year?
Essendon.
Who won the Shanghai Masters on the weekend?
Roger Federer.
What team sport does Emily Smith play for? Play.
Oh.
Got 10 seconds here.
Take your time.
Think about it.
Emily Smith.
See soccer?
Soccer. Oh. He's locked in soccer.
He's gone soccer, Luke.
He's locked in soccer. Luke from Golden Grove.
That's hey, not
what
right.
It was an impressive. It's an impressive return for us on Monday. Nice. Slick. Mm.
Good luck, Luke.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Hello.
Could it be?
Hello.
Could it be?
Correct.
Oh. Ah. Oh, Lukey. Lukey, Lukey, Lukey.
Ah.
Emily Smith.
He was very good.
She's going to haunt me for the rest of my life.
She doesn't play soccer. She plays hockey. And she's the captain of the Hockey Roos.
Hockey Roos, Luke.
The old Skip Smithy.
Smidlab.
Yes.
Oh, well.
$90, mate. Well played.
All right, thank you.
Great start to the week. Very impressive, Jar, wasn't it?
No nonsense, Luke.
Nah, business.
That's how I
all
like
the
it.
Way through.
No nonsense, yeah. Luke.
You mess around.
$90.
Well played. Thought the questions were a tad easy coming off the back of 1,000.
I was packing it. I was seriously packing
we
it.
We weren't.
You would have been packing your bags, mate.
No. Well done, Luke. Let's go.
Well done, Luke. $90. Up next, Damien Barrett with all the latest on Trade Week.
Don't forget, with Automasters, if you haven't had your brakes checked recently, call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. It's the Rush Hour, Charles and Louis, 104.7 Triple M. Charles and Louis, the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M.
Footy news first.
Get your facts right.
Triple M's Rush Hour presents...
Well, you're sitting in a chair.
The best newsbreaker in the business.
They covered it up.
Damien Barrett.
Yeah, Damo joins us. Trade week right bank, smack bang in the middle of it at the moment. Damo, plenty happening. We'll get down to business, but we will allude to the fact that Port Adelaide is a destination club, mate. Let's start yeah. with Jake Stringer. Where are we at with Stringer? The Bulldogs, of course, suggested he look elsewhere, but have been hard to deal with?
Yeah, they have been, and they've handled it appallingly, Louis, the way they went public with his flaws and his problems and the need and the why they had to get him out of the club. And then when the initial foray into that space wasn't as forthcoming by way of high-end return, they then sort of second-guessed themselves, and as recently as the weekend were making public statements that, well, he can still walk back in, but he can't. He's moved on. He is absolutely annoyed with how he's been treated. And you can argue that, you know, they had right to do what they did, but you can't have it both ways, can you, when you try to get someone off your books and then when it doesn't work out for you to then say, well, we've still got him on our books, we might let him walk back in. He's moved on and they need to now take what they're going to get given. And to me, it will be those two second-round picks that the Bombers have got on the table for him. And pretty much that's all it's going to have to be, unfortunately, for the Dogs. But this is their own doing. It's their problem. And as such, they're going to have to deal with it.
Oh, I reckon the good analogy is they've bought the new car, driven it off the lot, drove it around for a day or so, then driven it back in, said, we want full price back for this. And no car dealer in Australia is going to do that for you.
No. And they got some good years out of it, some good rides out of it, but it's not worth the top dollar that it once was. And the rush of clubs hasn't come like they thought it would, because talent alone is only part of what clubs are now seeking. So, yeah.
Enough
the
about
two LA clubs are the dominant clubs, though, aren't they? With Port Adelaide, obviously, securing Motlop on the weekend. There's every indication that Watts will be added to that. And the way they've done it, the way I read it, guys, is these are the two guys they really targeted in advance of all other clubs in Motlop and Rockcliffe, and they've got them in. Obviously, Watts requires them to transact, and they're still trying to wade through what they do with that. And I do expect that he will nominate Port and be a Port Adelaide player by 2 p.m. Thursday. The way it's unfolding, so long as having a rethink on it, make no mistake about that. So just factor that into your thoughts as well, because they've got that bonus pick of 19 coming back for Motlop. They'll take that to the draft the way I see it, but they've got a pick not far beyond that, which they could potentially use. And I do know they are giving consideration still to getting back in the Watts situation.
Lockie Weller, who showed his wares this year, really moved in the midfield and played some really good footy at Fremantle for Ross Lyon, wants to return home to the Gold Coast, where both, I think, he and his girlfriend are from.
Yeah, that's pretty much where it's at. They wanted to extend him out for a long time. He said no, and the way this is playing out now, we'll see him go to the Gold Coast despite already being contracted for next year. So, yet again, a player wanting to return for personal/family/me reasons, and it's in keeping with
our... I like the last one better.
Yeah, well, that's what it gets down to, isn't it? And you go back to that dynasty that the Brisbane Lions created, you know, mm-hmm. back in the late 1990s into the 2000s, where they won the three in a row. Those kids there that went there, like Simon Black, for instance, was desperate to get out of Brisbane for the first 3 years he was there. Luke Power hated Brisbane for the first couple of years he was there. So, but they withstood it, didn't they? They hung around, and they've now created these life memories. We've seen players, as we've discussed regularly, Jake Lever leave after 3 years, Lockie Weller leave after a similar amount in time, just because they want to and they can. And yeah,
You can now because of free agency and the idea being that if someone's not happy, what's the point of having them at your club?
Yeah.
Clubs once upon a time, like when I got drafted in 1990, a different John Reid said to me, the footy manager, flew down to Melbourne and said, mate, if you don't sign with us, you little so-and-so, and it wasn't very kind language, he goes, you can rot in the country for 3 years. And that was it. And I took about 3 minutes and said, well, it looks like I'm coming to play for Sydney.
Yeah. And you were happy to do so, weren't you? Because you
wanted to have a crack.
Grin and bear it and you know, reap the rewards of it. I mean, that's what happened, wasn't it? And you persevered and persevering through those moments where it is tough, you know, sometimes the making of people with great character, aren't they? And we're not seeing that now. We're just going with what feels good at the time. And if that means after 2 or 3 years you want to leave, well you do. But yeah, I think there needs to be a resetting of how it's unfolding. But it's certainly not going to happen this year, and it probably won't happen again next year.
Damo, why are we still talking about Bryce Gibbs when he hasn't even broached the subject with the Carlton Football Club about coming to the Adelaide Crows?
Hasn't he?
No, he hasn't.
Do you know that?
Yes, I do know that.
So you don't reckon it's going to happen?
No, not at all. He's contracted for another 2 years. He'll be playing in a Carlton jumper.
What's a contract mean, Juz?
Stuff all these days.
Nothing.
A bit like radio.
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, we don't slash and burn them as much as we used to. So, Damo, is there still a thought that at some point Adelaide will come and have a crack here?
Yeah, it's 2 p.m. Thursday is the deadline. Until that time comes and goes, I'm not believing too much about what's being said about him publicly. The fullback position is he's contracted, but that's about the only position on it.
Won't happen. Yeah. Charlie Cameron.
Yeah, I'm not saying it is, Jazz, but I just know that it's being talked about a whole lot more than they're making out. Yeah, Charlie Cameron, I still see him going to the... Again, I know what they're saying publicly. You know, we're not trading him, he's contracted, but... I know what the deadline does to these types of situations, and I do expect the Crows, when it's done, to get a third first-round draft pick on the back of it, and that would then loosen up the possibilities around Gibbs, although Jazz has told me it's not happening.
Well, we're going to wait and see.
Good stuff, Damo.
I look forward to you being right, Damo, and just giving it to
you. No, it's not. No one's right or wrong in trade. No. It's just that we've got to wade through what people are saying publicly. And that's what we do. And we present that. And that's all you get.
Is Gazza getting to Geelong? What's happening there?
Oh, 100% he's getting to Geelong. Yeah, 100%.
And that
was the one certainty going into
trade. Yeah.
And look, the AFL just gave the compensation for Motlop to Geelong at pick 19, not necessarily to use on Ablett, but just to say, hey, we looked after you here, just look after the system and get Gaz there.
Didn't see through that at all, did we?
No.
Good on you, mate.
See you, boys.
Great to talk to you, mate. Damien Barrett there giving us all the latest on the trade info. According to you, no Bryce Gibbs. According to Damo, or watch this space.
Yeah. It's the Rush Hour Triple M. 36ers taking on the Sydney Kings Saturday night, Titanium Security Arena. We've got some tickets to give away in about the next 10 or 15 minutes with the Rush Hour. Charles and Louis at Triple M.
Nice.
Had a bit of this.
Yeah.
Triple M's Dale Lewis has angered fans
Lewis
with his comments.
Embroiled in more controversy.
I'm very happy to introduce to you.
But I must warn you, this is not for the squeamish.
Louis Unleashed.
Well, the opener should explain it all. It's just where I just got to clear, purge myself.
You've had a week off.
Get the family to do a lot of it. In no particular order. Kane Corns.
What's the little stud done?
A little studly runs a 2:35.12 in the Melbourne Marathon, which is just, and wait for it, just 16 minutes outside Olympic qualifying time.
Well done.
Young stud.
Stud.
Pull your head in.
Yeah.
Stop making us all look bad.
Yeah, come on, stud.
You're a retired footballer. You're allowed to get a little unfit and unwell.
You've got to look fat and ugly.
He's fitter than he's ever body been. With a bit of work.
Get into our paddock, stud.
With a bit of work, he could be going to...
Russia.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Jess Trengo says, stop stalking me.
Yeah.
All right.
Come on, Jess.
But... Gane.
Say that. What was the time again?
He ran a 2:35.12. That's 2 hours, 35, 42 Ks.
Stop it.
Outstanding.
That's
unbelievable.
Embarrassing. That's hurtful to us.
That's what I mean.
Ex-footballers.
Stop it.
No.
You're embarrassing yourself by being so good.
Stop drinking water.
And
get cans in your hand.
Get on the grenades.
Get on
and get in. Start. Get to a bakery every day.
Come on, stud.
Sit on the couch. I mean, is he seeing his family at all? Ever?
I don't think so. He's too busy with Jess.
Between working and dropping bombshells and training for a marathon, he can't.
You sure he's not running Adelaide and Melbourne to do some stuff over there and running back again?
You sure he didn't do a Cliffy Young?
That's a great time.
Is there splits at him at every station?
Oh, I don't know.
How good is that? But it's just making us all look bad, Kano. Yeah, to Tim Cale, don't you ever dare use the national stage and the national uniform to promote one of your mate's businesses again. Absolutely embarrassing the other night. Absolutely embarrassing. Running with the tee, then the aeroplane. Went away from the traditional corner post box.
Yeah, that's where I thought he was going.
Told blokes to get out
Buzz
of the
off.
Way. Knew he had a bit this of me time.
He did. He'll get clipped for that.
Oh, I'm clipping him right now.
Do you reckon
now.
He'll get fined or suspended for the game coming up?
Both.
Oh, no.
You can't
fine him.
No, he's got too much cash. It doesn't hurt.
Lou.
It does not hurt. Take away the thing. Don't allow him to do that.
You can't suspend him. We need him.
You're representing the country, mate.
Yeah, I understand
it's not a commercial agreement.
He didn't,
it's an honour.
Did he?
It's an honour.
No, I won't.
You know it
I
is.
Won't
don't
on
even
that.
Defend him.
No, I won't
on that
defend
one.
Him on that.
This bloke don't who's, defend, who's, and I'm sick of defending this bloke. Nick Kyrgios.
He's your boy.
I know.
You've been banging on him better for 2 years.
Took his bat and went home.
So what?
How
embarrassing! Him? What's he done now?
Well, I would say, and here's why. This is what I hope should happen: 6 months suspension off the tour.
What?
Absolutely. Don't take cash. Cash doesn't hurt. Take away the game, and his PlayStations. Next, the Richmond Football Club for their appalling response to the topless photo scandal, and in particular Peggy O'Neill, the Prez.
Yeah,
she went on Q&A the other week and was just embarrassing.
She embarrassed herself. Yeah,
and the club.
No.
Just don't think that because the footy season's finished that thing's going away.
No.
All right, do something about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to know names, but I want to know that something's
been
done about it.
Name.
Yeah.
We know
but we want something done about it. Don't wait for the police to get involved. And the AFL, get off your hands.
Yeah. Well,
get off your hands, Gil, and do something about it. You jump up and down about everybody else's sexual lives.
The moral police.
Yeah, and bedroom activities. Yeah. Why aren't you all over this?
Yeah, good call.
Absolutely terrible.
And you got one more?
Yeah.
Or you're saving it?
One more. Nicky Del Santo. Nicky Dell.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he's become outspoken in the media this year, and I'm liking some of his stuff. But for him to be commenting on people and getting sick of people being homesick, did he ever play away? Did he live away from home?
He was just a scared outside wingman.
No. So don't pass massive comment and agenda on something you know nothing about.
You know. You left.
I know. I left.
You left the,
got out.
The nest.
Absolutely. Get out.
Never heard you whinge about going back home.
No, I only tried 3 times. Bloody hell, that's good. And the final one, and this is where you need to step in if you remember your role. It's got something to do with Twitter. I gave him a week's holiday, but I've not heard anything from him today on today's
Sir
show.
Sir Splash, the president of the Twitter family.
Just quickly check he hasn't tweeted.
He hasn't. No, there's no tweets. I've been checking. Mate, your term's coming up end of November.
It was only a week's leave I gave him.
You gave him a week off because of the Adelaide Crows performance. And, mate... Well done.
Yeah.
You care about your people. We care about our family. But I tell you what, Sir Splash, where are you, mate? You're non-active. If you've gone missing, he's still in the fetal position.
I think he might be.
All right, man up, Sir Splash.
Well, he should be
we
up
need
and
you
about.
Back on deck.
Sixes,
where's Birdie and all the
trot? The Sixes are flying.
They didn't on the weekend. They got torched.
What about the big guy, the big recruit? He's another one I'll give you.
Didn't he swagger into the airport?
6'10".
Yeah, hey, man.
And got a broken arm setting the screen.
He's gone. He's gone with Jerome, the other bloke that nicked off, Roberts.
He set a block
and
got his arm broken. Jeez, I tell you what.
Who's Sean?
Ronald.
Yeah, Ronald McDonald. He's gone.
Yeah, we know who you're talking about.
But, what about...
The big unit. What is going on there?
Good stuff. Well done, Lou. Good to have you back. Week off.
Oh, one more.
Oh, you got no...
No, it's coming up. Oh, that's right. It's coming up. Murph. I was going to have a crap.
Save
off.
It. No, save it. Save it.
Whoa.
Hang on.
Sit on down.
I think I need to push this button.
Yep.
It's the Rush Hour, Andrew Jarman and Dale Lewis, 104.7 Triple M.
Cricket's back, juice, and tell you what a juicy little scoreline from just over at Port Augusta on the weekend.
Yeah, Jossie Dunstan is his name, Lulu. Made 307 off 35 overs, Lulu. Stop it. 35 overs, and he smashed the ball over the oval. We've got him on the line, Lulu. He's waiting for us. G'day, mate.
G'day, Josh.
Dunny.
How you going, boys?
Well done,
hey,
champ.
A massive congratulations from us here at the Rush Hour and the Triple M family, mate. 307. Whoa. Walked out at 1 for 10. Things were looking perilous and then returned and it was all over at 9 for 354 after the allotted 35 overs. Talk us through it, mate.
Oh, it was just a quick 300 as well.
Jeez. Stating the obvious, but obviously seeing the ball well.
Oh, yeah. Become good after a few overs, the old eye. But, yeah.
Dunny, did you get dropped?
I did. I got dropped on 16.
Oh, who by?
Stop it.
The keeper.
Do you know do you know his name?
Yeah, give us his name.
I don't know his name.
Tell you what, we'll find out. We'll give him a call.
Yeah.
46s and 9-4s. I would suggest this is your top score.
Yeah.
Well, nice. Surely that got you the mug after the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, had a couple of quiet Jack cans after it,
Very nice.
So, Dunny, who'd you play against? Which cricket side did you play against?
Central Stirling.
Central Stirling.
I mean, and not to be too disrespectful, Dunny, but anybody could bowl a bit at all? Anyone give you any trouble?
A couple of them. Brendan Davies, he gave me a bit of trouble.
Yep.
That was about the only one.
Now, Dunny, talk us through the wagon wheel. If we were to break it down, where was the majority of runs scored?
Cow Corner, mate.
Oh, nice.
Great spot, Cow Corner.
Where they usually go.
Was there any cars damaged? Any dangerous kids were in danger out in the playground? Nothing like that?
No, I think I hit one car. That was about it. not too much damage.
What were the boys thinking? Obviously, they're falling like flies around you. Five ducks, and you are just seeing it large and going big.
I was at the other end stressing out, thinking I'm going to run out of partners. But, yeah, Benny Russell held his end up with a good 18.
Nice.
Dunny, you made 307. Without that, the rest of the boys only made a contribution of 47 runs for the rest of the innings.
Yeah, we might have been at the pub pretty early.
He saved them.
Oh, I tell you
from
what.
From a white
Dunny, all we can say is congratulations, mate. This is outstanding work. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. And a message for those boys that obviously didn't get the job done, that duck season is officially open.
It is.
All right.
So they need to ring us, mate, to purge and apologise for their performance.
No worries. I'll let them know.
All right. And when's the next game? Next weekend?
Next Sunday, I reckon.
And what ground?
Chinnery Oval in Port Augusta.
Do you think that the club should be handing out helmets to the spectators?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. I would suggest hard hats. Be ready with Dunny. That is outstanding, mate. 307. Great work. You are the Rush Hour Star of the Week.
No worries, boys. Thanks a lot.
Dunny, our very own man.
Yeah.
Josh Dunstan from the West Augusta Cricket Club. 307 in a total of 9 for 354. Well played, good sir. It's a Rush Hour. Jars and Louis, 104.7, Triple M. Oh, outstanding.
Well
Thank
done,
you,
champ.
Josh.
Thanks, boys.
It's been a rollercoaster ride so far for the 36ers this year. On Saturday night, Titanium Security Arena, Sydney Kings. Mm. Adelaide 36ers, Sydney Kings, tickermaster.com.au. But you can win some right now, 133.53 in the Rush Hour.
The big wig, Alan Wig, that was our new import that we got in late, the big unit. Yeah. He's got a broken arm.
Gone.
He's going to miss 8 weeks.
So he'll be back.
He's done and dusted. Other great news floating around. That's not great news. This is great news. Ben Hart back at the Adelaide Football Club. Yet to finalise the positions of coaches there, Jas. And get this, Lockie Weller, who plays for Freo, wants to return home to the Gold Coast. Yeah. Fremantle, not messing around. They want pick two.
Pick two for Lockie Weller.
Yeah. That's how it was said on the Gold Coast,
Rossi.
Too, with that high inflection.
Pick two?
Rossi. Rossi, get your hand off it. Come on.
Come on, Rossi.
Come on, Rossi. But he's contracted. He's got another 12 months to go over here. So I don't mind it. Play hardball. Yeah. Same deal with Cameron. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Hey, up next, we need to talk Acris Awards Nights. And people who go, and people who should stay home.
And that's like the radio's Brownlow Medal.
Oh, it is. It's the night of nights. It's the Academy Awards of radio.
And we'll
And guess who was representing us? We'll tell you next.
Yeah.
On the Rush Hour Triple M.